Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
On his 75th birthday, Malcolm Muggeridge, a man who late in years traversed the path from cynicism to faith in God, sat down and wrote the 25 greatest truths he had learned. Among his sage words were these comments about aging, quote, "I am an old man, already past the allotted 80 years. And as the old do, I quite often wake up in the night, half out of my body, so that I see between the sheets the old battered carcass I shall soon be leaving for good. And in the distance, aglow in the sky, the lights of Augustine's City of God." Let me, in conclusion, he wrote, pass on 2 extraordinarily short impressions which accompany this condition. The first is of the incredible beauty of our earth, its colors and shapes and smells and creatures, of the enchantment of human love and companionship, of the fulfillment of human work and human procreation. The second, a certainty surpassing all words and thoughts, that as an infinitesimal particle of God's creation, I am a participant in His purposes, which are loving, not maligning, creative, not destructive, orderly, not chaotic, and in that certainty a great peace and a great joy." End quote. Dr. Vernon Grounds, one of my former mentors and a man I greatly respect, spoke of his retirement and aging as bringing a sense of detachment, and thus a new perspective on oneself, one's work, one's world, and one's life, an awareness that one's major contribution to his generation has been made. But of course, many approach the sunset years without the feeling of achievement that compasses Vernon Grounds, who spent most of the previous 4 decades training young men for ministry. They are unsatisfied, unfulfilled, lonely, even angry with life for having shortchanged them. They are the ones who fight every inch of the way and seem to be suffocated by the very time that should give them their greatest joy and satisfaction. Could I chat with you heart to heart, you who are struggling with the infirmities of aging? If ever there was a time in your life when God could prove Himself strong on your behalf, it's right now. Like Enoch, who walked with God until the Father said, "Come on home, son," you can sense His presence and walk with Him. As the time for your face-to-face meeting draws nigh, you should sense His presence and walk with Him even more closely than ever before. I believe that in our times of greatest needs, we can sense a measure of His grace and presence in a far greater way than ever before. Your senior years offer you an opportunity to ensure that your estate or life savings will be used for good by your children or in the Lord's work, not simply lost in taxes. As someone put it, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. Instead of frustration, loneliness, and bitterness, it affords you a time for fulfillment, companionship, and the warmth of the Lord's presence. Your attitude and decision as to which it shall be lets God demonstrate His strength and presence in your life. You may be thinking, well, all of this is well and good for people who are younger, but I'm too old to be thinking about changing. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Instead of worrying about changing, think about coming to Him, for He will accept you as you are and be your guide and pilot. It's never too late to come as you are. Of that you can be certain. I have lived long enough to see that some people approach those years and seemingly they become more mellow, more godly, more Christ-exalting. You want to be in their presence. Others become angry, bitter, critical, and cynical, and you think, oh, do I have to be with this person? Your attitude makes the difference. I'd like to hear from you. Email reaches me at guidelines@guidelines.org.